Okay, hi, good morning. If you were told we're going to feature you in a magazine, and we want to feature one of your recipes, which recipe would you choose?
That's a really hard question.
Right?
It's a really hard question.
So it's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1, and it's very flattering. I mean, let's be real. Part of it's because my friend like runs the magazine.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. They wanted to, and it's not even in the magazine. It's like a video thing.
Yeah.
So I got the email that said, hey, pick a recipe, and we'll get all the ingredients, and then we'll make it together. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And then I thought, well, what the hell am I going
to
make?
Well, first you have to do those potatoes, those crispy Parmesan potatoes.
Oh.
You have to do those.
Oh, those are good.
Because you told me about those, and I forgot to tell you I made them, and they are delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really easy. And it's easy, and it's delicious, so you got to do something with those.
Okay.
And then a chicken breast with a sauce, because you're good with a sauce and a presentation.
Sauce. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that's attainable, like people can make at home,
mm-hmm.
but you can also jazz it up.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Those cheesy potatoes.
Although
I stole that from TikTok. That's not really like...
That's all right.
I don't have a story behind it other than, you're cheesy.
Yeah.
They're cheesy, like me.
Or that's a question, like, or do you do something that's like sentimental to
right,
you?
That has a story.
Right. Like, you know, your grandmother's old banana bread or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
I can make like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich that my mom used to make me every morning.
I mean, that's cute.
That would be...
That's nice.
Hmm.
I like that angle.
Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, this is hard.
It is a hard question.
So think about it. How would you answer that question? Like if you had to choose a recipe that you... Oh, that's funny. People are starting to share their recipes.
Oh, I love that.
Charlene said, I'd be making chicken divine. And then put the recipe on there.
Oh.
Yep.
That's good.
Wow, a whole stick of butter. Wow.
Isn't everything
and a pint of sour cream. Wow, Charlene.
Holy moly.
That is a...
Wow.
Of course
and
it tastes delicious.
Chaser of two bears. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Man. I think it's chicken divine. It's more like chicken and then meat the divine. Jeez.
Oh! Yep.
What would you do? Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam. So what would you, if someone asked you to do this, how would you do it?
So I'm thinking about the vibe, and I would do a fancy nice-looking cocktail.
A cocktail, yeah.
Boy,
you should have seen Kelly's face.
Thank God you finished that word.
So wait a minute. So you'd make a cocktail. That's a great idea.
A cocktail to
yes.
go
to
with.
To start.
Yes.
You know, to have while you are preparing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I'll be all loosey-goosey for the video.
Yeah.
Or your food is just like a cheese and cracker charcuterie board or something.
Oh, right? so keep it even easier.
Keep it super simple so that you can, you know, have your conversation and do the interview and all
Well,
that.
That's the other thing. I'm going to have to talk really through nice this? Like I'm on the Food Network?
Well, and then you have to wear your white pumps and an apron. You have to. At some point.
Wait a minute.
At some point, you
Thank you,
have
Samantha,
to.
For your helpful hint. I'm not sure if Kelly's is, but okay, bye.
Thanks, Sam.
So, okay. So, to be clear, I don't always cook in white pumps.
But it would be awesome if, like, the final shot is like you.
Blake, you're so tall.
Yeah. And it's like they pan away and you sort of walk away in your pumps and your apron with your cocktail that you just made.
Well, this is my cooking outfit.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I only make cocktails in pumps. Obviously.
Right. Duh.
Well, what would you share? I mean, go on our Facebook page and tell us what you would share. Someone said soup. Okay, is that because I always make soup? Are people making fun of me?
Well, so that's the other thing. You're known for soup. Like
I'm not...
You're known for soup.
I'm known for soup?
Yes. At this point in our show, in our life, and what we put out there, you are to Todd.
I love a soup.
Yeah. Like, soup is my favorite, too.
Yeah.
That's what I would make.
An Italian sausage soup with zucchini.
Oh, that's good. I actually just made that a couple days ago.
Copycat.
I did it first 2 days ago.
Well, you pre-copied.
But you should. That's a good idea, too, is a soup, because Todd craps on you for soup.
I do make this... Actually, it was the first meal I made for Tim. It was a ripoff of a restaurant that I really liked that closed.
That could be like a good sentimental.
Spicy spicy sausage pasta mm-hmm. with a little bit of red sauce, a little bit of cream, and then peas.
Ooh, I love peas in a dish.
Mm-hmm.
You and your spicy stuff on a date. Good. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
It's like you're asking, you're a risk taker.
I'm brave. It's bravery.
Spicy,
you know what it is?
Nothing.
Okay, you call it risk taking. I call it courage. Oh, I like that. Oh, someone's asking for the Parmesan potato recipe. It's so easy. I saw it on TikTok. You just grate a bunch of cheese on the bottom of a baking dish, mm-hmm. cut the potatoes in half, like the little ones,
mm-hmm.
and you got to season them with like salt and pepper, rosemary, oil. You
got to put something in the bottom of the pan, too. You can't just go blind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I sprayed it a little bit, but the cheese, the oil from the cheese comes out anyway.
Oh, okay. I sprayed it because I was like, oh, these are going to be sticky.
Yeah. Well, it is a little sticky, but it gets all crisp. The cheese gets all crispy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good.
Don't take them out too early.
No.
Let
them go.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Almost burn.
Yep.
Almost burn.
So good.
Yeah.